Heidi and Frank show. Sasha Gray is in the building. She's in the Bristol Farms green room. Let's get her in here.
There's Sasha.
Sasha is starring in Open Windows with Elijah Wood, which is...
Sasha, have a seat.
It's on video on demand right now. It's going to be in theaters on November 7th. Thank you for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I got to tell you, when we were talking yesterday, it's like, oh, Sasha Gray's coming in. And like guys from the hallway be like, wait. Is she on the phone or is she in studio? I mean, they were going crazy.
Yeah, all the salespeople here, is the parking lot full. No one ever shows up to work this early.
Sasha Gray's here. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, something's very interesting in the studio.
Yeah.
Congratulations on this movie with Elijah Wood.
Thank you.
That's pretty big. Being like, I mean, I saw the trailer for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thriller.
It is, yes.
And Elijah Wood. I mean, I love him as an actor.
Oh, he's awesome.
So, is this like, is this your first feature film?
No, it's not. This is. I don't know the number.
You have
off
that
hand,
long.
But I've done
it's like that.
Nice.
She's like, oh yeah, I've done so many.
Probably like fourth or fifth, but
this is a big.
This
big,
is the
big
yeah.
Role.
This is the most recent film that I've had a large supporting role in.
So as far as genres go, is this being like the thriller, the horror thriller flick? Is this the first time you've done that?
No, actually. Well, that's the thing is the director Nacho Vigalondo. He's so funny and he's so talented and his films are never just genre specific. Mm-hmm. So even though this is a thriller, it's
little funny.
Funny yeah, I mean, yeah. It's you know, he has his own sense of humor.
Oh my God, this guy is stalking yeah. me. He could kill me. How hilarious.
I didn't get that from the trailer. Oh, it's a comedy.
Not in a
laugh out loud way.
Yeah, not in a laugh out loud way and not in a necessarily campy way, but this chair is killing me, by the way. Sorry. Like, for those of you listening, I'm like going up higher while I'm trying to go down.
Oh, hey-o.
Oh, wow.
Well.
Yeah, old habits.
Old habits.
Oh, my God. I'm just going to stand. How about that?
Yeah, do
that.
Pull that chair out of there, Toad.
Sorry, Sasha.
Sorry for knocking your camera away.
No worries.
Mornings are not my thing. No, I've done horror before. I did a film called Smash Cut with the late, great David Hess, who actually died 3 years ago today.
Oh,
that guy. Yeah. But Open Windows, yeah, it's a thriller.
So it's essentially he wins Elijah Wood's character wins a dinner date with you, like
yes.
auction, you know, like at an auction or something. And then what you see him and go, I don't want to go.
Not necessarily. So Elijah Wood's character, Nick Chambers, wins a date to meet his favorite actress.
Okay. Which is
and,
you.
Which is the character I play.
Right.
Her name's Jill Goddard. And he gets contacted by somebody from her management team saying that she's flaked and she's not going to show up. And without spoiling the plot, because of this, it sort of drives Nick to make choices he wouldn't normally have mm-hmm. made. And he's sort of led to hacking into Jill's personal life into her phone, and before you know it's this dangerous.
So I'm guessing he's upset. He won the auction date, and then you flick, and he's like, "Well, I want to find out where she is and what she's doing."
Not necessarily.
Oh,
but that's what it feels like, and that's sort of how you're drawn into it. But he's being led by somebody else, and before he realizes it, it's too late, and he kind of can't get out.
Speaking of the hacking thing, your phone got hacked. Did your phone get hacked in real life?
No.
It didn't get hacked.
Of all the recent celebrities who got hacked, you weren't one of them?
No.
I heard that you were.
No.
Well, there was a whole, a whole list
I was
of people.
Like, yeah, I was like, well, what? Why would you do that? I mean.
No. Yeah, exactly. No, there.
She's so upset about it.
You know who we need to see naked? Sasha Gray. Let's get into her phone.
Such a curiosity. Right.
I saw like a lot of my followers on Twitter were like, oh. Clothed photo of Sasha.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's Sasha wearing like parkas, you know, like dressed like an Eskimo. Everybody else is naked.
Slippers.
She's got layers on.
Well, yeah, Jennifer Lawrence talked about how, because her phone got hacked, and she was saying how a lot of people were going, the phone hacking scandal, and she's like, it's not a scandal, it's a sex crime, it's a sexual violation, it's disgusting, the law needs to be changed. She essentially said, like, even if you're just looking at these pictures of me, I didn't give you a right to look
exactly.
at these pictures of me.
Exactly.
So it's you're a sexual criminal. You're a sexual predator for looking at that.
Yeah, and more than that, I think it opens up the door just for how unedited and wild the internet really is.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully this will bring and change laws. Because, I mean, imagine if you're like a a hardworking mother and you have a great like corporate job and this happens to you, you're
right.
Especially in America, you're going to be fired.
Yeah.
And you don't have the resources, you don't have the time or the money to get your life back. And so, in my opinion, at least one upside we can have in all of this is that celebrities have more of a reach to be able to create change and implement change in a much faster way than the average person.
Yeah, because I hate when people go, you're a public figure, so get used to it. It's like, well, no, but
this
is my private phone, a private picture that I took at home to send to somebody I'm dating or married to. It was for their eyes.
I don't want to see the internet policed and edited more. I think that it should be the Wild West. And that's what's so great about it. If you start getting rules and regulations on the internet, it would suck.
Well, you know what? But there does need to be laws implemented for people that break the law and violate people's privacy. I do believe in that. But I do think about when I was like 12, 13, I didn't have a computer, but when I would use the internet, like I was just thinking about Angel Fire the other day. Do you remember Angel Fire?
Was it a movie?
It was like blogging before blogging existed, where you could sort of create your own website. And there was so much cool stuff on the internet. And now it's all filtered, but I felt like there's so much information you could find and discover. And now it's all sort of tailor made based on, you know, what you shop for, what you search for.
Wait a second. Angel Fire was like everything? Or was it just sexual stuff?
No.
I don't know. I'm like, when I hear Angel Fire, I was like,
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, it was everything.
It was just a website where users could essentially create their own blog or website.
Okay.
So it was like HeidiAndFrank.angelfire.com. Okay.
And then we just put out whatever. Okay, so people wanted information on something, you could find just about whatever you wanted on Angel Fire.
Yeah.
So with this movie,
in
the movie Open Windows, it's pretty much it addresses this and how you can actually get into, like, you travel down the wormhole of the internet and how it's I mean, exactly this. You just go any place and anywhere and get drawn in like Elijah Wood in this movie.
There was something that Eric's, our producer, said the other day. It was like, you're like 15 pages away from always ending up on a porn site or something like that. It was like very close. No,
it wasn't a porn site. It was like you're 15 pages away from every page. Like six degrees of separation or 7 degrees with Kevin Bacon.
Right.
It's like if you start at one page, within 15 clicks, you can get to any other page on the internet.
That is
and there's
crazy.
There's a billion websites, but within 15, you can get there.
That is nuts.
Hmm.
I mean, and even
I might have made that up. That sounds ridiculous.
No, we did.
Even Sasha's like, that's dumb.
I don't know.
You made that up.
Have you ever gone online, though, Sasha, and because obviously there are a lot of pictures of you online, but have you ever seen the ones that are fake and it irritates you? Where you're like, that's not even me with that thing there. That's
that thing there.
Well, like you're like they put like your head on somebody else's body. I mean, have you ever gone through that where you see pictures of yourself and like, I've done certain things, but I certainly have not done that.
Yeah. It can be weird. It can be a little disconcerting, but
you can't do anything about it, though.
No. And the thing is, actually, I have a lot of Russian fans who do the funniest memes and weird Photoshops, like making me look like an 18th century character. And so that kind of stuff, I'm like, well, at least that stuff's there to kind of outweigh it. And it's funny and it's you know, they know how to have a sense of humor about it, which is the kind of stuff I like. And that doesn't bother me so much.
Right. Now, since you're a mainstream actress now, fair to say.
Doing it all.
You're still doing it all? No.
No.
No,
no,
technically.
No, she retired.
You retired, right?
No.
But, I mean, when you do Google, you know, because I did Google you quite a bit yesterday.
She couldn't stop Googling you. I'm like, hey, come on now.
I know. He was like,
we're in the workplace.
I'm
going to file
on my phone. I'm
going to file
a
lawsuit.
Oh, my God. Look at that. But, I mean, when you're, because obviously you're mainstream actors. You're in this big movie with Elijah Wood. Do you ever wish that there comes a day where you Google yourself and certain pictures don't show up anymore?
No, and I don't think that will happen.
Right.
That was something I was very, very highly aware of when I got in the business, and my old agent and I would always joke, like, you never really retire from the adult industry. It's there.
Because your stuff, because to other people, you're
you'll
still
always
doing
be 21
because,
years old on the internet when it comes
right.
to that.
That is.
And, well, isn't that perfect? It's like most women, like you said, that like the housewife who might take a selfie and a nude selfie in the mirror, and then it gets hacked and she loses her job. But it's like a lot of women want to take that picture of themselves when they're at their peak. So they're like, well, look at grandma, kiddies. I had quite the numbers. I had quite the knockers back then, didn't I? And so, but I think everyone wants to freeze that moment in time, and you pretty much have.
But I mean, if you knew your grandma had, like, she made porn movies back when she was 21, would you watch them? Would you be like, I'll watch my grandma at 21?
Oh,
like Sasha's
grandma,
grandkids, they were like, oh my God, you should have seen this one. That shit. Like, would you sit down and watch it?
See how good grandma used to look at that belly.
If,
look how
if I was ever at the doctor and getting screened for colon cancer, they're like, do you have a family history? I'm like, well, you can watch my grandma's video. Because, I mean, I think we can pretty much see everything there.
Right,
know.
And it looked polyp-free. I think grandma was
polyp-free.
Yeah, it was actually
from across the room. You didn't have to get a light.
That was the name of the movie.
So you can get this Open Windows video on demand right now, and then it's in theaters November 7th. Is it going to be a big premiere?
I don't think so. We've been sort of touring the festival circuit quite a lot.
What's the response you've been getting so far?
People seem to love it, especially because it's told in a very different visual way. The film is told through a series of open windows on a computer screen. And that's part of the storytelling device. It almost essentially
that's
becomes
cool.
a character. Yeah. So a lot of people are really impressed by that.
Something different.
You looking for an Oscar nod?
Not yet.
You don't think this is not the role that's going to give you the Oscar nod?
No? Whose career do you look at and go, I would love to have her career?
Kate Winslet.
Oh, yeah.
She's cool. She's so talented.
I agree with you.
So 100%. Obsessed with her.
Yeah, I know. I am too, a little bit. Yeah. And I don't even like blondes, but I do like her.
Blondes, unless she's redheaded.
I don't like. I like brunettes, but no. I like her when she's blonde. I'm not like crazy about the Kate Winslet on Titanic, how she looked there. But I like now how she looks now. The platinum blonde hair, sexy.
Yeah,
as hell.
I agree.
Yeah, your idol's the only woman who didn't go down on the Titanic.
Of course. What else would you expect from me?
In a weird way. Sasha, thank you so much for stopping by. Good luck with the movie Open Windows. If you want to see it before it's in theaters, it's on video on demand. It's in theaters November 7th. You can follow Sasha on Twitter at Sasha Gray. You can come back anytime, sweetheart. Okay.
Cool. Thanks so much, you guys.
Yeah, cool.
We're coming right back. We're Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.